to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever felt overwhelmed? Overwhelmed means there's so much going on in your life that you feel a bit confused, uncertain, or even afraid. You can't seem to keep up with everyone, and you think you're being left behind. Feeling that way is unhealthy. But there's good news, as Sandra discovered. Here's her story. Each week, my family and I do something that heals my thoughts. What do I mean by heals my thoughts? Let me explain. Life is hard for a kid like me. I study hard, play hard, laugh hard, and even cry hard. My thoughts and feelings are constantly going up and down like a yo-yo. It seems I'm always trying to find solutions to problems, and it makes me tired. But once a week, my family and I do something that gives my busy thoughts and feelings a break. We go to church. We always arrive early so we can help get everything ready for all the people who will be coming soon. I help straighten the songbooks and the book holders behind the pews. Those are the benches where people sit. I make sure the flowers in the lobby are watered, and I neatly stack the bulletins by the door leading into the sanctuary. Then I put the song numbers on the songboard so everyone will see them and will be singing the same song at the same time. Aren't you just as busy as always? I hear you ask. How does working at church help heal your thoughts? Here's how. The things I do at church are for other people, not just me. I'm not concentrating on myself when I do those jobs. I'm not worried about what people will think or how people will react to me. I just want everyone to have a wonderful time worshiping God, singing beautiful songs, listening to the organ and piano music, hearing the preacher preach, and studying stories in their Bibles. I want others to be as happy there as I am. It's not work. It's service for others. So by the time church is over, my thoughts are relaxed and my usual crazy life seems a lot less crazy. After everyone has left the sanctuary and the last note from the organ echoes across the now empty pews, I sit in the silence and smile. I feel at peace with the world. It's a great feeling. All the stress of my busy life during the week is gone. Later that day, I might go for a nature walk with my sister or sit in my favorite chair and read a Bible story from the magazine they gave me at church. I take it slow and easy because this day is my day of rest. The next day, I'm ready for my usual busyness, and I get back to doing my best to keep up. But one day each week, God heals my thoughts through service and worship. Wow, Sandra has learned an important lesson. We weren't designed to work at our jobs or chores all the time. God placed in us a need to relax and chill out. Listen to what God says in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 10. Remember to keep the Sabbath as a holy day. You may work and get everything done during 6 days each week, but the seventh day is a day of rest to honor the Lord your God. Thank you, God, for Sabbath rest.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!